Big Louie.
Pump it up, pump it iron. Pump it up, it really feels like flying. Coming up just like a lion.
Favorite part of Pumping Iron, Lou's dad, or is it Arnold wearing a shirt that says Arnold is numero uno while he's smoking a joint?
I'm gonna go with Lou's dad. When they start talking about the mind games that they're gonna get into bodybuilding competition, nothing cracks me up worse than that.
You got
a crazy man.
I know, his father is so insane and like pandering and very concerned, but kind of like, he's kind of like the worst coach you've ever had, because
he didn't know what he was talking about.
No, well, one, yeah, he has no idea what he's talking about. He's giving like really terrible, yeah, more Lou, harder, come on, you know. And Lou is just like, Lou's already naturally jacked, right? He's like the, he's the father who just, he's the father who is the nightmare stage father, but he says creepy things too, like he's rubbing Lou down with oil and says, Lou, look at you. Just look at you. You're like something carved out of Michelangelo. Like, he's really, really, really disturbing.
Am I misremembering this? Is Lou's dad a cop?
Lou's dad is a retired cop, remember?
Yeah, so I'm wrong. I'm right about that. How was that guy a cop?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, can you imagine him pulling someone over? Oh, look.
Just laugh in his face.
Just look at you. You're all drunk in your car. That's terrible. He was probably the least intimidating. You know what that probably means? He was so unintimidating that you probably never saw the planted bag of heroin on you, right? Like, you're probably like, I thought you were the weenie cop. Oh, my God. Planted a bag of smack on me. Because remember, it was the New York cops in the 1970s. Everyone was like, you know, double-dealing heroin. Though, if I do have another moment in Pumping Iron, a classic that I think anyone should watch, right?
Yeah.
That's absolutely awesome. It's probably Arnold. It's probably Arnold and his training partner. Not Franco. This is some other dude he's lifting with, who his name escapes me. They're lifting until they're like squatting until they can't stand. Do you remember this? They're like tag team squatting, like go, go, and they're just wearing these horrible tiny shorts and squatting until they're like puking and can't stand. And Arnold collapses on the ground and he looks so happy.
Oh, yeah. The other favorite part of that movie is when Arnold starts talking about his body. He's like, yeah, when I pick up the weight, I can't make one part bigger than the other part because my body's like a work of art. And like, that was like, what are you talking about?
I can't. It's symmetric. Or when he's got these like yahoos from the gym, just like anyone, and he's critiquing their posing, remember? He's like, no. Trying like, yeah, like that. That's sexy. Yeah. He's like looking at him. And the other guy's like, Arnold's calling me sexy. Wow. I mean, it's simultaneously like really endearing and really kind of homoerotic if you're thinking about it.
It was bodybuilding in the 1970s.
1970s. That was a really good decade for gay dudes, you know, if you think about it overall.
Yeah.
There's other fine works of art involving lifting, right? Like, there's shorter films. Like, if I would recommend any of Ronnie Coleman's YouTube clips, any of them.
Yeah, buddy. I always like the Mike Croc YouTube clips. Those are the guys like squatting like an engine block, and then they're all like in the snow, and then like those are the ones that are upsetting to me. That guy lifted so hard one time he detached his brain from like his spinal cord or something. Like, he did something awful to his head.
Yeah, he said that Mike Croc, who's this like pretty much like when you say like extreme power lifter, that might seem like hyperbole. It's not. Not with Mike Croc. Like, Mike Croc said one time he squatted so hard and so heavy that he felt a pop in his brain and a great cooling sensation descend down his spinal column, followed by a terrific headache. And instead of going to the hospital, which pop in the head, cooling sensation down my spinal column, I'll assume I've ruptured the sac of cerebrospinal fluid that surrounds my brain and it's leaking, right? And I need to get to the hospital. That's not what Mike Croc did. Do you remember what Mike Kroc did? Mike Kroc took like 10 aspirin and lay down on his couch.
That's right.
And later went to the doctor like months later after he just was, I'll just lay off squats for a while. And they're like, yeah, you're lucky you're not dead.
Like car parts. Like all his gym is just like a garage, and it's just like old like 1950s engine blocks and stuff like that. Just throw them around there for fun and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's one guy on YouTube who's from like Pittsburgh, and he like they're the, like backyard strength. Like another amazing thing you can find on YouTube, and he's saying, "Yeah, listen, we lift real things." And he's this like burly guy, like his chest is huge, but his belly's right out there with it, right? He's
Yeah.
like, "Here, you need to lift something real, something irregular. Like, for instance, I like sewer grates." And he picks up this massive sewer grate and goes, "No, if go get a sewer grate out of a junkyard. Don't just go steal one, because you can't steal sewer grates." And I thought, this is who's watching this video, right? His target audience is somebody who has to be told, don't steal public property just so you can get swole and lift. Right there, man. Totally right there. Well, you've been listening now for a few minutes to Squatland Yard,
Yep.
the EDSBS health and fitness podcast with noted health and fitness expert, Crimson Tide fan, an Ole Miss season ticket holder, Rick Muscles. Rick, what have you been working on, man? I gotta
Oh
know.
man.
I gotta know. I'm concerned with your workout routine.
Well, we're going with the Muscle and Fitness Rock Hard Challenge. And I'm not that excited about it. It's maybe the most basic weightlifting thing I've done in a while. It's just a lot of weightlifting. I'm working out 6 days a week right now. So typically I squat on Saturdays, and now I'm squatting on Wednesday and Saturday now. Which is gonna be different. We're gonna get used to that. But I also it's kind of a daunting challenge, but we're gonna see how it does. I'm not actually entering the competition to see if my body's gonna change, because I'm already a before pick. I'm not an after.
I was gonna say, what? Why are you doing this to yourself? Like, really? Like, what's? All right. First of all, if you're not familiar, by the way, Muscle and Fitness. Some places just have Muscle and Fitness, the magazine, right?
Yeah.
I was by the Ansley Park Publix in Atlanta, which Ansley is in. It is probably, I can say this with confidence, it's the gayest grocery store in Atlanta, right? Like it has the highest percentage of gay guys. And you can tell that because normally there's like one Muscle and Fitness, right? Like at my Publix, which is like in Kirkwood, there's like one Muscle and Fitness and then maybe another Mag. And then there's like 18 different variations of XXL King or Vibe, right? Like that's mine. Well, at the Ansley one, there are seriously 10 men's health and fitness magazines in a row, right?
Wow.
It's like, yeah, seriously, there's so much bronzer and vein, right? Like a whole row of it. And Muscle and Fitness is like in the middle, is like the pinnacle. So if you don't know, Muscle and Fitness typically does this, which I have to say, I'm thoroughly against this, right? Like they're like, here, new diet, get ripped in 4 weeks. They have these like very intense programs, right? Usually they have some kind of rationale, and that rationale is look awesome. That's it, right? Not like get stronger. Usually they're like, look ripped. Is that the rationale for this, or is there some sort of larger purpose?
Well, my purpose, I'm a big follower of Muscle and Fitness magazine. My thing is, I like the various patterns that the magazine give you. This is not a good pattern. Like I like overthinking. I really like overthinking, like how many seconds I rest between the weight. How many sets am I going to do? Like what's the pattern of sets? Am I going to do them in the pyramid style? Am I going to do them in a different style and stuff like that. And you set yourself goals for it, you write everything down, you'll get stronger. I know you're a CrossFit guy, and I know the big belief in CrossFit is, functional strength. And that's, I agree with that. That's awesome. You know what I mean? But I keep waiting for a time where I'm actually going to need my functional strength even in reality. So,
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah,
watch
but
me
at the same
lift this laptop with proper form.
Exactly. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to open the door to my office really cool today.
Yeah, like watch me lift this chair properly. Look at the
Yeah.
hamstrings and the posterior chain engage.
Yeah. It also every once in a while I really like the muscle fit, especially like I'll do like one of the like I did the t-shirt workout like a year ago or something like that. I got these giant arms and I was like, yeah, it's kind of fun. Like the first thing I did every week was like Monday, go to do biceps. And I got like big biceps, so it was kind of fun to have for a while. You know, it's nothing like, you know, it's not like a yeah, you don't get like that satisfaction of weightlifting, you know, that you know, it's not you're not burning, you're not building a bunch of endorphins and things like that doing it. But every once in a while I really, really enjoy doing like a cosmetic work routine. And this
Which
could
is
be the most
which is
yeah.
this is totally what this is, right? Like
Oh,
this is
absolutely. No
like,
doubt.
and this comes into, by the way, there's two notes here that I think are important for any listener who's focusing on this. One, you have to, I think, be a little not OCD, but you have to really enjoy measuring things and just you have to be a tinkerer, right? You kind of have to like fuck it around
Yeah.
if you're going to work
Yeah.
out. You have to say,
I
oh, wouldn't it be fun to have really big quads?
Yeah.
You know, like you have to think that that would be neat. These are the kind of things you're single, correct?
Yeah. Oh, this is weight room. It's like how I work my day, it's how I eat. It's all like I like the same thing, but I'm going to put it in a different way.
It's like it's seriously a brilliant antidote to boredom, right? It's like
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
fantastic. It gives you this project which you can just build in your head and then actually put into action, and then you look in the mirror and you're like, yeah, that all forearms workout's really working, man. Look at them. Just look at them go, you know?
I mean, it's fun to do forearms. I mean, like it's great. Like I love that. Like I did that one time. Like I, it's, you know, that was that's one thing I like about muscle and fitness is they always put in forearm workouts. Nothing else I've ever done in my life. Better work out your forearms, bro. But yeah, I mean, I can't explain it. But it's, you know, you're wearing your t-shirt, like you know, and you show up to the library one time, and the lady at the library is like, "Hey, are you a rugby jersey?" I was wearing my Chelsea jersey, and I was like, "No," and she's like, "You just have big arms." I was like, "Sorry, just a soccer jersey."
Sorry, bro. Sorry. I don't fit into clothes based
Yeah.
on what you think I should fit into.
Exactly.
My
Big foot.
swoleness. Like I think the other the from the other perspective, right? Like
Yeah.
from like my perspective, muscle and fitness is useless
Yeah, no, I know.
because it, the reason it's useless is one, like it ends at like 6 weeks. You know, you're
Yeah.
like, and then I did that, and then I gotta go buy another issue of Muscle and Fitness. And you know, really, it gives you like for me because I'm easily distracted. Like totally, I won't pick one. I'll be like, wow, there's like eight plans in this. Do I want to have like, is it the ripped abs workout? Which for me, it's never going to be the ripped abs workout. I've never had abs in my
Yeah.
fucking life, and never
Yeah.
will. Like I think you just like you have to accept that you're like, if I have abs, it means the hunger has arrived, and the cannibal zombies are en route, right? And I'm
Yeah.
starving to death. But I get distracted. You know, you're like, do I want to do the t-shirt workout? What about that 6 day a week thing? Yeah, I could do that. That sounds intense, you know?
Yeah.
As
No,
opposed to settle your ass down. Here's something really simple that even
Yeah.
your completely addled brain can understand,
Yeah.
right? Which I think is why, like, you say I'm a CrossFit agnostic. I do
Yeah.
it, but I don't buy it all, you
Yeah,
know?
no, I don't, yeah, I got some issues across that. I don't like their language that they use there. It's always bother me.
Everything in Portuguese is just really way too inconvenient. Like that was, but you know, I learned to speak it, but I hate doing it. No, they don't actually write everything in Portuguese.
It's the us and we stuff that they're all big into. Like, we over here, we're going to do this, and those other guys are going to go bench press. You know what I mean? And I'm never, like, I always get upset when, I also don't think you get what you pay for at CrossFit, too.
I think it depends. I think you can. I think you can learn a lot. But you know, like seriously, I don't think a 50-year-old has to try to do a muscle up. But it's
Yeah.
scalable. Yeah, you know, seriously, I don't. No, I don't get the idea of doing like 400 air squats.
Yeah.
I just don't. You know, not to mention the completely like most times that you're going to work out, right? You're going to do things in a periodized or sort of structured way, right?
Sure.
Because
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
you have a goal and you're going to build on that, and then you shake it up. For instance, Arnold Schwarzenegger was very fond of taking something and doing it for 3, maybe, you know, 6 months. And then he would say, then you must switch everything up because, and he would give you this bullshit physiological explanation. Well, he got bored, right? And his body probably kind of got bored with it too, right? In short, I don't understand the complete randomness of CrossFit at all. You have to be prepared for anything.
Yeah.
Not if you're building toward a goal.
Yeah. No, P90X does a good job of that. I've never done it. I never really, I understand what they do. I mean, Like their whole goal is muscle confusion is what they call it. And it's, you know, it's a thing, you know what I mean? And they do a good job with that too, but you know.
I don't, what I don't understand about P90X is people say, wow, you know, I mean, yeah, it really works. I'm like, yeah, you're working out 90 minutes a day.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm going to work out 6 days a week here. Like, of course I'm going to get bigger. Like, it doesn't matter what, you know what I mean? I can go, you know, I can just bench press, you know, every day, you know?
Yeah, like, you're going to look awesome. You know why? You're working out 90 minutes a day and you're doing it hard.
Yeah.
That's no disrespect toward anybody who purchased the P90X DVDs.
Yeah.
Y'all look awesome. You know why? Because you're doing really basic, awesome exercises 90 minutes a day, right? Like, we're going to do a bunch of air squats, pull-ups, and push-ups. I'm like, yeah, you're going to look like you're in the Marines. that's what...
Prison workout.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to look prison good. People are going to be like, I'm not gay, but if we were in prison, it's on like Donkey Kong. I mean, that's how that works, you know? And I think CrossFit works. It's just, you know...
No, I think it all
I think
works.
70, just, it, 75, yeah, it all works, but 75% of it is just, 75% of it is in like diet and going to the gym.
Yeah,
the whole structure to it is pretty nonsensical.
Yeah, there's like I don't like the cult like language they kind of use in it.
You know, yeah, those guys, boy, we're infidels. I'm like, you know, seriously, yeah. There's nothing real. Like working out's kind of a bourgeois luxury. Really,
<Yeah.
laughs> like most of the world doesn't work out. You know, like how do you stay so trim, Sudan? I do it by not having enough food. Ding 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 ding. You know,
exactly.
Why are you
know, like rice and beans? I just read this article about Cuba. That's you know, like you have the population. The only like 90% of the protein they get by stealing.
Which you know. That's kind of paleo, man.
Yeah, exactly.
What's more paleo diet than stealing, you know? That's like that's like the Mongol diet. How did you get your food? I rode over there and killed people who had food, and now I have food.
Well, I waited for this lady to turn around. I stole her chicken and then ran away.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Paleo diet.
Yeah.
I have to say that my own workout at the moment, total like lifting 3 days a week. Doing a little bit of like, you know, conditioning probably 3 days a week, trying to keep that intense.
Yeah.
That's about it. My power clean's gone up. Oh, yeah. That was up to, I'm like so close to doing big wheels, right? Like two big wheels. I'm so close to like power clean at 225. Like
nice.
This. I'm like at like 215, 220, somewhere in there. So that's gone up. All that good stuff. Just keeping it steady. And also, I have to tell you, sadly, I don't want to call it dieting, but it's dieting.
Really?
Yeah.
What have you changed?
Oh, well, I'm trying not to eat everything that's nailed down. Because that's during the season, that's pretty much the attack. You know, I'm on the original paleo diet during the season, which is eat because the winter is coming, right? That's how it works.
I remember I first started my job, like right when I got out of college, and I was making no money. So I have like, every day I would have like an apple, and I would take a tuna kit to work with me. And that was all I'd eat. And I wasn't really lifting weights back then either. I was just eating something nasty at night or something like that. But I've slowly expanded on it. So I now have like every day I have to have this exact same meal or I freak out at work. And I can't go out to eat lunch because I can't leave my desk because it upsets me.
You know what the best part about this podcast is? It's these little glimpses where you're like, I can't leave my desk because it upsets me.
Like, what's Rick Russell's really like?
he's
a crazy person on the internet.
He's an agoraphobe, but only between the hours of 12 and 1 central.
Oh, man. I'm not going to my agoraphobia that I've had in the past. No, but I can't. I had to take a handful of nuts. I take a tiny thing of Greek yogurt. I like Chobani. It's delicious, especially
right,
blueberry.
Can we just? It's not. But what is Greek yogurt strained and has such a high protein count? It's not yogurt. It's brogurt, right?
Yeah, no, it's an old joke. and then I have to have I take an apple, banana, a granola bar, and a tuna kit, and I have to have them all spaced out during the day. And I'll switch and mix them, but I can't. I have to take the same thing. And every time I get a raise at work, I always add something new into it. But now it's not going in my lunch bag anymore, so I'm going to have to stop that.
See, again, this is why we're two different kinds of lifters, because this is why you're all into these, like, elaborate plans and, like specific body part goals, and why I'm like, I just have to lift heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, when it comes to what I eat every day, there's literally no pattern. Like, I might actually, if left to my own devices, forage in the streets. I'd be like, wow, somebody threw like half a chicken out on Memorial Drive and I just ate it. It was free and it was delicious.
Dumpster diving.
Hey man, somebody threw it out. Doesn't mean it ain't good.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to, and sadly working into a diet. And we will on the next one discuss this, by the way. We have to move on topic wise, but
sure.
We have to discuss the most satirizable, and I think somewhat valid, but most satirizable of all fitness books, which is The 4-Hour Body. We have to discuss. I'll get you to read it, and we'll do a whole show on how absolutely hilarious this book is. Because it's really like How to Be Awesome at Everything, written by a guy who is a venture capitalist.
Oh, so he's just a good guy. Just a nice...
Yeah, so
put together.
Yeah, the caring. Caring, sincere. Sensitive, really. Yeah. No, I mean, he really is like... the kind of guy who's like, what, you can't buy these $150 swimming goggles? Maybe you're not really committed to this if you can't buy $150 swimming goggles. And I know he doesn't explicitly say that, but behind that you're thinking, you're a venture capitalist, bro. You know, I figured out how to live. I bet you did. The first step, make $60 million. Second step is whatever else you want it to be, because you just made $60 million.
Can you kick into Harvard, man?
Come on. Can't you just go back, get into Princeton, you know, meet a bunch of assholes, make some money? That's the way to do it.
Yeah, whippoorwill.
Oh, we have to move on to our next topic, which is gym wear. It's very important when you go to the gym to make sure that you have proper workout attire. I want you to pick the one thing you don't want to see that you would never wear. For instance...
Go ahead.
Old men, and then pick the one thing that's absolutely necessary. For instance, my necessary thing is a pair of cut-off sweats. Cut off, because that's like so hood. You got to wear like the knee-length cut-off sweats when you're lifting. That to me, like high socks are optional for men. Yeah. You know, like the striped ones. You can do that. Socks to me always kind of have to either, you pull them all the way up or you push them down and look kind of shitty. There's no half-stepping for me. And the cut-off sweats. The one thing I don't like to see at the gym. That people wear that annoy me. And seriously, there is a guy at a gym in Decatur at Core Fitness. I hope you're listening to this. You're probably not. You're probably doing something like, I don't know, giving yourself a yogurt enema, because you just seem like that kind of dude. He wears a Van Damme tank top. Like Van Damme tank top from Kickboxer. Like the low Euro down to... Yeah, no, he this dude would wear one of those. And he did like three exercises. Two of which made no sense whatsoever, and one which was incline bench press. What about for you?
The guy I saw this week that I was just shocked by was this guy. And it's kind of a trend that I've been noticing, too, is the 55-year-old guy who's dressed like he's going to run a marathon professionally. Like, he's wearing these, like, the shortest possible nylon, neon, yellow shorts, and then the bizarre top that's, like, got a place to hold, like, water in or something.
Yeah.
These guys, oh, man, I don't know what their wives are doing to them. I know they don't trust themselves. I know their wife is just batshit insane and just buying the crazy shit she can find over at the running track shit. But that's kind of been my favorite thing. And the thing that I had to have in the weight room, I can't live. I can't live without my iPod anymore. Like, I can't, like, I freak out in there. Like, I'm just like,
Do you need hype-up music?
Yeah, sometimes I have squat music. I have music that I squat to every single time. It's Al Capone's Gotta Get It.
That's some of the best squatting music. I was trying to think of what, because I will from time to time lift. Typically it's silent because I lift in a gym with a lot of people who actually know each other, right?
Oh, really?
Well, because that's like the, because usually I squat at a CrossFit gym because you can drop the weights. They don't care. Right.
Yeah.
And they have the nice bouncy Olympic plates, right?
Okay.
Not stop sign plates, right?
No. Yeah. I listen to Sad Man Time at the Sad Man Gym. So it's like 8 o'clock at night by the time I get in there normally, and it's all like guys like me who are like going to go home and eat like this awful dinner and just generally be upset with themselves and like, just be lonely.
I don't live to sad man time, but
Sad man times 8 o'clock. It's like just sad guys who work like you know awful jobs, and then I think alcoholics are in there too.
because you got
If
to
they're
get
in there
the
like working off, like it's either this or I could be drinking.
alcoholics usually tend to make really good gym rats though, because both of them require organization and dedication.
Yeah, extra calories too.
Oh, exactly. You got to build that in there.
Yeah.
Typically, I will lift to I will lift either to Go Team. I'll go to Go Team Tornado.
Oh, well played.
I'll lift to that. I'll lift to Body Snatchers by Radiohead. That's a good squat song. Or I'll lift to frankly, the song Power by Kanye West. Not a bad squat song.
Girl Talk was also good there for a while, especially in the new one, like the first 5 minutes of that one.
Oh yeah. That's absolutely essential. I will tell you, in the middle of a squat once, I thought I had everything. And you know, sometimes if you have an iPod, or in my case, an iPhone, it'll sit on your, in your pocket, right? And occasionally, it will contact enough of your body heat to go ahead and, I guess, flip forward, right? And it flipped forward too. And I have like a, a zillion songs on my iPod, like anyone else. It flipped over to "If You Leave Me Now" by Chicago,
Oh, nice. You're
which
just mad at yourself and you just start repping out like crazy.
I did.
I can't believe I thought about this.
Well, actually, I was in a lot of pain, and all of a sudden, I was laughing. Yeah, I was laughing. And that gave me kind of a boost. You're like, I got two more reps, but shit, Chicago.
We used to do that in college. Like, somebody would be really taking it seriously, squat or something like that, and everybody would just start standing around him and start doing the.
Oh, I think let's see. We have to do a we have to do a move this week. Usually, this is going to be the squat of the week, but that could get kind of limited. So we'll just pick a since this is weightlifting forward. We'll pick two things each week. One, your lift of the week, and then two, the conditioning drill. Because sadly, though it would be awesome if we could just lift, unfortunately, conditioning has to be part of our lives. So go ahead and pick one lift and one conditioning drill.
Oh God, right now. Oh, just in honor of my muscle and fitness weight room challenge, I'm going to go with the superset of the front wrist curls and the reverse wrist curls. Three sets of 15 each.
Oh,
And
dude.
then I decided I've never done this before, but I'm going to do this on Friday night. And then after that, I'm going to go eat sushi with friends. I am going to do Tabata swimming, which I
Ooh.
know. I'm going to my gym with the other side of town with the pool, and I'm going to Tabata swim, and I feel like that is going to kill me.
I hate to tell you this. It will. That that's gonna be terrible. I'm a little envious, actually.
I made this up on last Friday night when I was swimming, but I'm going to Tabata swim.
You know what? That's kind of fantastic. I got a PDF, which was from Grayskull Barbell. You familiar with everybody? Really, everybody who listens to this, go read Grayskull Barbell. Go to their website and look at some of the crap they do, and it's absolutely hilarious. Like they're just a bunch of Midwestern and Mid-Atlantic bros who like getting huge. That's it. But I got their conditioning book. Right, that has 50 different conditioning things that you can do, 50 Grayskull conditioning things, and if you really want like agony, they've got tons of things to make you feel really, 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 really bad. But mine would be you will need some equipment for it. You'll need a sandbag because oh yeah, because it would be the sandbag get up times 30. You just basically take it, shoulder it up. You do the get up like a Turkish get up. If you don't know what that is, go look it up. It's hard to explain.
Okay, I can't get it right.
It's a kettlebell exercise, but basically, you're just going to take a really heavy sandbag. And a really heavy sandbag is much lighter than you think because it's an irregular weight, like it's flopping all around, right? And anyone who has children who weigh over 30 pounds and has tried to lift them would know that, right? And you're like, God, way heavier than I think. But you do that and you just do it 30 times. And you think, oh, 30, that's not bad. You'll die. Yeah. And if that's not enough for you, do 50. Congratulations. That's how you do fitness. My lift of the week, by the way, we'll go ahead and just, I think the push press. I'm going to do that. Just in case you can't get the shoulder press out, give it a little nudge with the knees.
I remember that one. Yeah. I love that lift.
Oh, it's
the old style push press with the, we had to do the old style one where you had to do the split with it.
The push jerk.
Yeah, the push jerk. You can't get spots on that, so you can't really do that like as an adult. I can still work out by myself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because they don't like it when you throw the weights down from like 9 feet in the air.
We don't have rubber weights in my gym because they really don't like powerlifting there. But yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which, by the way, next great chain. Gyms where you can throw your weights down. That's it. Do little closet gyms where you can throw your weights down. Will make a mint.
Yeah.
I know.
That's an interesting question, you know, and too, because, you know, whenever you read about those, you know, the slow, controlled weightlifting that, you know, was really popular in the 80s and 90s is like a complete, you know, just lie by the gym owners, like made up just so you didn't hurt their equipment.
Yeah, which I totally agree with. Yeah, but that's but I'll admit, yeah. I don't really have a scientific reason for that.
Yeah.
I just think it's because I like throwing weights down.
Yeah. It's in that book, that big CrossFit book. What's the popular one? Like Advanced Strength Training or something like that?
Whatever that one is. I'm looking at it right. I'm looking at Starting Strength.
But it's like, functional strength training or something like that.
Kilgore and Ripito, baby.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and we'll close this with an inspirational moment. Something that would inspire you. On your journey toward greater swolitude and health. For instance, I'm going to go ahead and pick. Last week the choice of this was Harold Sakata, right? The guy who played Odd Job. Because really, when I was looking for the picture of masculine strength, Odd Job's up there. You know, because he decapitated great, beautiful statues with his hat. You don't do that just with pure fast twitch. No. You need some strength behind that. So my inspirational figure this week in terms of, we'll stick with an Asian theme. I'm going to go with Bolo Young. Bolo Young, who was the guy who in Bloodsport fights. Oh. Remember he fights?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the Pecosaurus, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's what you don't know about Bolo Young. Bolo Young was around 50 when Bloodsport was filmed. That's a 50-year-old man in that movie, right? Chong Li.
Yeah.
Chong Li's like, Chong
Li. He got that guy with like the front of his leg.
Yeah. And he was
blinded
50.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah.
Yeah. He did. He played dirty. I'm not saying Chong Li was clean, man, but
yeah.
Actually he probably wasn't 50. He was probably around 40. I'm sorry. It was because he was born in 46. Right. But he, was a massive like PRC bodybuilding champ, right. And lifter. And he escaped China. Do you want to know how he did it? He swam out.
Dedication, Holmes.
I don't think anybody wanted to stop him. They're like, there's a destroyer out there. And he's like, I know. Just swam out, right? And
like that, rubbing people's eyes, and they stopped him.
Yeah, exactly. They stopped him. He's like, let him pass.
Yeah.
But he swam to Hong Kong, out of China, swam there. Which, you know, that's not a really long swim, but that's a really long swim. It's not like he swam to Taiwan, though I think he could. And he later, after being a blood sport, I've seen pictures of him recently. He was the weightlifting coach for the Chinese national team, Chinese national Taipei, right, which is Taiwan.
Sure.
He was their coach, right, still, for their weightlifting team, right, their powerlifting team. And he looks—he still looks like he could whip your ass.
Oh, I believe it. Easily. He teaches them to fight dirty.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then he teaches them to throw blinding powder in people's eyes.
You think Ogre gets nervous when he watches their weightlifting program?
He probably does. He's probably like, that man virtually crippled me on film. Oh God.
No. All right.
Yeah. So there's...
I want to go. My inspirational person.
Go ahead.
Yeah, with a gentleman with an excellent last name, Lee Haney.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, I know. This gentleman is a graduate of Southern Methodist University. Has a degree in child psychology. Yep. Played football at SMU, too. He's from coming out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. And won Mr. Olympia 8 times. But more importantly right now, he has his own TV show on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. You ready for the title on this one?
No, please.
Totally Fit with Lee Haney.
It's on TBN.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's a Christian sportsman.
That's, I
Oh God, I just read this. Okay. This is his famous quote. You ready? Train to stimulate, not annihilate.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
As a lot of people don't know this, but that is a tattoo to my ass.
Yeah, it is now. My God. By the way, the Wikipedia entry on him, hilarious. It has these two things. One, Bill Clinton appointed Lee Haney chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. Hey, Lee. Come here, buddy. So you want to go to McDonald's? No, I don't eat at McDonald's. Really? That's crazy. And then the other one, which is his reign ushered in an era where back development, both latissimus dorsi and trapezius, has been seen as the ultimate goal in bodybuilding.
I wrote a paper on that in college.
How boss would that be if they were like, his back was so huge, everyone wanted it, and it changed the sport forever. Seriously, that's like if
Pretty
you're
child psychology.
exactly. That's like if you're in porn and you had a penis that had like spikes or barbs on it. People were like, his unique barbed spiked penis changed the way people saw porn forever.
It became more upsetting.
Yeah, exactly. It became even more terrifying.